It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast. This is Tariq joining you along with Vishal. And Vishal, we are finally back with, well, the first Premier League focused Soccer Sense episode of the season. We already had a kind of a curtain raiser where we talked to Karan about Serie A. We never thought we'd live to see that day coming. Which of course has also kicked Juventus's net worth above 1 billion euros for the first time, I think. Which is the kind of stuff that Karan helped us break down, but now we are back into England, Vishal, and usually this is our traditional time of the year when we begin looking for narratives in the Premier League, because it's been 3 weeks, 3 games each, and some patterns are beginning to emerge, and we are going to talk about them. But straight off the bat, Vishal, leaving aside everything else, we know what's on your mind at the top right now. And that surely has to be a certain Manchester United with one of their worst starts to the Premier League since 92-93. When a certain Sir Alex Ferguson was in charge, they went on to win the league that year. But, I mean, surely if there was ever a time to say this time it's different, it has to be now.
Absolutely. It looks way off in terms of, because I think before the season started, Mourinho pretty much already has lost the dressing room. In terms of Pogba leaving Saga, in terms of Anthony Martial not being available and not really responding to anybody because of certain family issues and no transfers. And so everything seemed to be off in the off-season this time. Nothing really seemed to be working in the United favor. And I think that's directly shown in the way the team has played. Even the first game, it was a victory over Leicester. I think Leicester had a far more difficult time. This was possibly game 4 or 5 of the season where Leicester would have come in far better form compared to being the first game of the season. And it has shown, as in we were, I think Brighton United were all over the place. They don't know what to do. I think they've, by sheer luck, they created a couple of chances. But that was it. And Tottenham gave us a ball of pink whilst everybody saying we played well. Yeah, we did have a decent first half, but we did not play well and we clearly didn't take our chances. And we got a deserving ball of pink from Tottenham. So I think Mourinho has definitely lost the dressing room. I don't think the players are playing for Mourinho right now. And it's just the third game of the season. And if at this point the player's attitude is that, I don't know how he wins them back. And it's his attitude in general, which has pretty much been very negative in the last season and a half now. And I don't know if he can win compared to his players, because I think the players have pretty much decided that they want him out. So, yeah, that doesn't look good at all.
And this is astonishingly symptomatic of Mourinho's third season lose, because it always so happens that he tends to lose the dressing room. It always so happens that there is some amount of acrimony, despite the level of successes or whatever might have gone before. At United, probably frustrations are multiplied by the fact that there have been 2 seasons without major successes, especially the league, which is what clearly is the gold standard here.
Frustration with Mourinho is the fact that I don't get him complaining about the lack of transfers, because one, I don't see him coaching anymore, because these are all players he's brought in, be it a Lindelof, be it a centre-back that he's brought in, and I think both of them have potential, and I just don't see United being a club there. The players are being coached anymore. He's trying to fix all problems by buying players. On paper, this is a team that can challenge anybody on any given day. If they're just allowed to play football to their strength, but for some strange reason, the setup is all wrong. For Christ's sake, and then I was playing as a third defender in third centre back against Tottenham. Like, what was that all about? I do not know. So, I don't know what the thinking is at this point in time. And as a fan, I think this is the least optimistic I've been when a season started. And I've seen United when David Moyes was our manager, king of the season. So,
who incidentally would have finished his contract at the end of this year, as irony and luck would have it, if that 6-year run had competed. But then, moving away from the United saga, Vishal, we move on to the other teams. The other Manchester team that actually has its own documentary on Amazon Prime has started off pretty alright. 7 points of 3 games. They're, of course, unbeaten, but the surprise package that we want to talk about is not Manchester City. That's expected. It's the Wolverhampton Wolves, who took a point off of Manchester City last week. They are a team we have spoken about earlier since they got promoted, who have been making the right noises in terms of wanting to stay in the league.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't remember a team coming in from the Championship with so much backing and with already a good set of players who are already ready to compete at the Premier League level. So it's pretty interesting, because one thing that is very refreshing to see from Wolves is the fact that they're not willing to change their style of football. They're here to attack, and they seem to be playing their style of football at the risk of conceding goals, but I don't think it seems to have changed their style of football too much, and that's really nice to see. And yeah, it's a great start for Man City after the start that we expected. Yes, a draw, I don't think really did. I think they're continue to be the favourite for the season, but I think it's a good start for the likes of Wolves and also Fulham, who also have started off very well and have spent a good amount of money this summer with about 100 million. And Fulham themselves have spent, which is unheard of for a newly promoted club. So it looks bright. Like, suddenly, Championship teams that are coming in are also coming in with financial backing. And I should talk about Newcastle. Everything else is going really well, and I think this season is going to be very tricky. Where there are a lot of surprise packages waiting. Everton are finally showing character as well, so
and
I think we have a fantastic season ahead of us.
And we have spoken about this effect of these new teams, which might be dominating and pushing some of the older ones out. We did an entire episode on that. We'll see how that pans out. And of course, that leaves us with a couple of more title contenders that we have to quickly talk about. And those two title contenders would be, of course, one who beat Manchester United handily. And we were joking the other day that maybe it is Pochettino's turn now to go into the Old Trafford dressing room and say, lads, it's Manchester United. I mean, Tottenham are at that level of confidence and cockiness now to be able to afford that.
Yes and no, because definitely level of confidence, but I think they're having disastrous transfers window, because while they have the players, they definitely needed the experience to go back and, you know, somebody who once seen that, done that, come and help them then go all the way, because we have always seen Tottenham fall short exactly when it matters the most. In the last three seasons now, especially in fact, Leicester have shown better mental strength than Tottenham. So I think the fact that they didn't go out and strengthen the team like they should have with some experience of players who won championships is going to come back to haunt them, because what has happened is the likes of Liverpool, the likes of Chelsea, their own base, Man City themselves have all gotten stronger. So if you really need to compete at the Manchester City level, you really needed to really up your game. But great start to the season, 9 points is a great start, but I think they will fall in short again. But it's a good start.
All right. And of course, we have two other London teams in transition. Maybe this is not the week to talk about them. We will look at them in a future episode. We, of course, have Chelsea, who are very strangely placed. This is the season we were talking about just a little while earlier, that it's hardest to predict what's going to happen to them. They could end up at any point in the table by the end of the season. And almost the same can be said of Arsenal, who seem to be settling into a new system yet. They don't have probably a settled push for whatever their goals might be this season. But speaking of goals, Vishal, we'll end the podcast with, of course, addressing Liverpool's pretty much picture-perfect start. Three wins, albeit against opposition they were expected to beat. But then again, opposition that Liverpool usually goof up against. They included Leicester, they included Crystal Palace, they included Brighton. And of course, 3 clean sheets, 9 points. Surely this is a side that's showing signs of settling down into
the
title shot.
I think the first time that you have to give credit to the Liverpool board, who have made some stellar signings, and putting aside everybody else, like you can see the difference that has been made. Like he's already saving points against Crystal Palace and Brighton. I'm not really sure if that would have been done by the past goalkeepers, Vijay or Karius. So it already shows the like what a damage De Gea has done for Man United. He's worth about 15 to 20 points in a season for United. And that's exactly what Alisson has already come on board and shown. It's a great start. The attacking lineup has pretty much left off where they started off from where they left off last year. And Salah has been actually not missed anything. Similarly, to Sané and Firmino is still making the passes. And they've strengthened overall. They've got depth in the squad. They've got. And I really think this is Liverpool's best chance, because defending a title is far more difficult than winning a title. And I think Man City are expecting pressure from Liverpool. I think everybody is expecting pressure from Liverpool to go ahead and win it this year. Even if not the league, so they must win something this year. It's about time that they converted the money that they spent, the team that they were very nice. The atmosphere around the club is saying that the time is now. So I think even Klopp himself knows this, and much as he could try to keep the pressure off his players, which he's doing a stellar job already. But I think this is it. This is the Liverpool season to win something. I don't know if it's right. Maybe they pick up the good start, but they definitely not need to start doing trophies for the team that they've been, and it's a great team. However, they do need to really look at building a plan B, because the high intensity level of football, playing for 30 games of the league, is going to be very difficult. So possibly something that Klopp needs to think about and figure out, where is he going to, grind out more 1-0 wins instead of the extra 3-0, 4-0, 4-0 wins all the time. But this team looks like what it takes to push Man City all the way, if not win it this year.
All right. And we hope something like that transpires, where you at least get a solid title chase in some form. And we'll be keeping a track, of course, of this through the entire season. This is only our first episode. And if it is anything like this going in the rest of the season, it's going to be a pretty breathless English Premier League to cover in all parts of the table, really, because there is action everywhere. And we're bringing all of that to you. You can find us on Pocket Cast, on iTunes, on any other platform of podcasting that you use. Otherwise, you can visit us on audioboom.com/channel/soccer-sense, or you can visit us on Twitter at @sensesoccer. That's about all the time we have for this week, and it is already 3 games down. This is only our second episode. Hopefully, we don't have to spend a lot of them on Mourinho going forward, just like we did not have to spend a lot on Wenger last season. All right, and that's about all the time we have for this week. This is Tariq signing off. Allow me, Vishal.
See you guys. Don't pray yet.
See you guys next week.